فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
Translation: Then Adam received from his Lord words, and his Lord pardoned him, accepted his repentance. Verily, he is the one who forgives, that is, accepts repentance, the most merciful. The next topic is Adam repents and supplicates to Allah. It was reported that the above ayah is explained by Allah's statement, "They said, O Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers." Chapter 7, verse 23, Al-Quran. As Mujahid, Sa'id bin Jubair, Abu al-Aliyah, Al-Rabi bin Anas, Al-Hassan, Qatada, Muhammad bin Ka'ab al-Qurazi, Khalid bin Ma'dan, Ata al-Qurasani, and Abdurrahman bin Zayd bin Aslam have stated, As-Suddi said that Ibn Abbas commented on, "Then Adam received from his Lord words." That is, Adam said, "O Lord, did you not created me with your own hands?" He said, "Yes." He said, "And blow life into me." He said, "Yes." He said, "And when I sneezed, you said, may Allah grant you his mercy. Does not your mercy precede your anger?" He was told, "Yes." Adam said, "And you destined me to commit this evil act?" He was told, "Yes." He said, "If I repent, will you send me back to paradise?" Allah said, "Yes." Similar is reported from Al-Awfi, Sa'id bin Jubair, Sa'id bin Ma'bad, and Ibn Abbas. Al-Hakim recorded this hadith in his Mustadrak. From Ibn Jubair, who narrated it from Ibn Abbas, Al-Hakim said, "Its chain is sahih, and they," that is Al-Bukhari and Muslim, "did not record it." Allah's statement, "Verily, he is the one who forgives, that is, accepts repentance, the most merciful." Chapter 2, verse 37, Al-Quran, means that Allah forgives whoever regrets his error and returns to him in repentance. This meaning is similar to Allah's statements, "Know they not that Allah accepts repentance from his servants?" Chapter 9, verse 104, Al-Quran, "And whoever does evil or wrongs himself." Chapter 4, verse 110, and "whosoever repents and does righteous good deeds." Chapter 25, verse 71, Al-Quran. The ayat mentioned above testify to the fact that Allah forgives the sins of whoever repents, demonstrating his kindness and mercy towards his creation and servants. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, the most forgiving, the most merciful.